I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, June 13th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a local design and production company has a new line of replica toys. Puck Enterprises of Manning has partnered with Speccast Collectibles to produce the 1/64th scale toys based off of Puck's line of liquid transfer equipment. Toys are available for purchase at puck.com/store. At number 9, a Carroll man has been indicted for threatening an officer and witness with a sword. 41-year-old Ryan Patrick McAllister was indicted Wednesday on charges of going armed with intent and first-degree harassment. Authorities say McAllister was found in the 200 block of First Avenue at the end of May wielding the medieval weapon when he threatened to cut off a witness and police officer's head during the incident. He remains in custody at the Carroll County Jail on a $50,000 bond. At number 8, a local grocer uses grant dollars to kickstart a food delivery program. Ramsey's Market, which has stores in Lenox and Manning, is now offering pickup locker services in Shelby and Walnut. The rural grocer was awarded a $100,000 Catalyst grant and a $20,000 Empower Rural Iowa grant from the Iowa Economic Development Authority to get the project off the ground. At number 7, the Carroll supervisors face the difficult task of naming an interim ambulance director. Prior ambulance director Daryl Baker passed away on June 3rd. Wendy Baker, a critical care paramedic with the department, was selected to serve in a temporary supervisory role until a new director is hired. At number 6, a Carroll man charged with operating a vehicle without owner's consent has been sentenced to probation. 32-year-old Brandon Dennis Blunk filed his written guilty plea last Thursday to the aggravated misdemeanor charge. Authorities say Blunk took a 2014 Chevy Impala without permission. He was later found with the vehicle in Breda. At number 5, a Storm Lake woman was killed and two others injured in a three-vehicle accident on Thursday morning. The collision occurred at 10:18 a.m. south of Cherokee when a vehicle rear-ended a county-owned road grader. 97-year-old Naomi Benny, a passenger in one of the vehicles, sustained fatal injuries. 76-year-old Denise Betts of Alta and a motorcyclist, 74-year-old Everett Paper of Aurelia, were also transported for treatment. At number 4, a Fort Dodge man charged with drug trafficking now faces up to 40 years in prison. 40-year-old Sean Matthew Newman faces possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, a Class B felony, possession of cocaine with intent to deliver, a Class C felony, and possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, a Class D felony, all with habitual offender enhancements. The charges stem from a March 7th traffic stop near Glidden. At number 3, a Manning man has been charged after an alleged assault at the Carroll County Jail. 20-year-old Michael John William Lyons is accused of punching another inmate in the face on May 28th. His next court hearing is scheduled for June 25th. At number 2, a Des Moines man was killed in a single-vehicle accident last Friday near Bagley. 30-year-old Theodore Wayne Sanford was traveling northbound on J Avenue at approximately 5 a.m. when the accident occurred. Authorities believe he veered onto the westbound shoulder after striking a pheasant and crashed into the east ditch after overcorrecting. He was pronounced dead at the scene. And then our top story from the last week, an investigation was ongoing into a drowning of a Texas man at Black Hawk Lake a week ago. Authorities say 18-year-old Brian Valencia of Willis, Texas, was swimming in a roped-off area of the beach when he went underwater and did not resurface. Lakeview Fire and Rescue located his body during a water search, and he was later pronounced dead. And that does wrap up your Week in Review for Sunday, June 13th, 2021. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.